The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Thanks so much for joining me in the car this evening for this edition of The Chalene Show. I really appreciate that you take these rides with me. It's great to have you here, and I appreciate every moment that we get to spend together. Today, I want to talk to you about the last 90 days, what your last 90 days look like, and the importance of taking time to reflect and review what it is we've done, what it is we wanted to do, where we missed the mark, and what things we frankly need to celebrate.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
When was the last time you actually looked back on the last 30 days, or even the last 90 days, or even the last year, and gave yourself credit? Credit for doing some freaking awesome, huge things. Credit for doing some things that aren't that huge, but they're a big deal. Because they represent progress. They represent follow through. They represent you accomplishing something. It's so important that we take the time to do this, and we just never do it, but I assume most of us don't. I know I never used to. I didn't used to because I didn't know how to. I also didn't think I deserved the credit if I did accomplish something. Like, it was like, well, I shouldn't allow myself to celebrate this small win because it's a small win. Because I still have X, Y, and Z to do. Because I still have a pending deadline completely unrelated. Because I don't feel like it was enough. I don't measure up compared to where I want to be. So what's the point in celebrating the little things that I've done where I've got such big goals for myself that the little tiny accomplishments I've created pale in comparison to where I want to be? Does this sound familiar? Is that you? Is it? Maybe you should ask someone who knows you really well, like knows what you've done, knows what you've accomplished. Because if that's the case, I want to tell you, I used to be like that. Brett and I both did. I would set goals for myself and, you know, go through all of the steps to accomplish those things. My 90-day plan, my one-year plan. Specifically, I would spend a year trying to accomplish goals, sometimes longer than that. And I would tick away at the tasks that were required in order to accomplish that thing, like kind of reverse engineer all the pieces. And by the time I was nearing the whatever it was that was the goal or the objective, I knew, okay, well, I'm on pace to do this. So that means I've got to set a new goal for myself. And I would usually establish some new measure or a new goal and start focusing on that and be so wrapped up in what I needed to do next that we never took the time to go, this is kind of huge. Like, this is huge. Look what we did. Never. I mean, it's so crazy. So recently, I did this on Snapchat. I don't know if you follow me on Snapchat. If you don't, I would like to invite you to, please. But I also want to warn you. If you follow me on Snapchat, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get 10 seconds of my day in, you know, so I'll film like 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. So I'll film like a minute worth of content, probably once an hour. So you might get, you know, if that's like, whatever, 6 snaps, which equals a minute. Good job, Chalene. And I might do that like 8 times a day. You know, you're basically spending the day with me. I'm going to give you a quick summary of what I'm doing. I share what I'm eating, why I'm eating it. I talk about what I'm thinking about, why I've structured my day the way I have. I do lip syncs. I do lip dubs. You're going to see family comedy. You're going to see realness. You're going to see the real deal. But if you're just like jumping on to get business advice or life tips, or just to see me with a filter on my face stroking my hair, which is, I'm just joking, but that's what like all the reality TV people do. I'm like, why would anyone follow you on Snapchat? I'm not interested in seeing you as a bunny stroking your long extensions. It's so weird. Please, it's such a waste of time. I assume if you're listening to The Chalene Show, you don't have time for those kind of things either. So I just try to give you things that make your life happier, healthier, fuller. It's like you're hanging out with me. I don't snap all day. So I snap like about a minute, probably 6, maybe 8 times a day. That's what you're going to get. And you don't have to watch all of it. You can tap on through. Anyways, all of this to tell you that my Snapchat handle is Chalene Official, all one word, no spaces, Chalene Official, no caps. Download the Snapchat app. If you don't like it, delete it. And the reason why I brought that up is because the other day on Snapchat, I mentioned that I had found the original prototype for the Smart Life Push Journal that I was creating back in 2010. Yo, it's 2018. It was like I'd made it on a Word document and I'd printed out 365 pages and I put it in this giant 3-ring binder that was like so huge and so heavy and so ridiculous that you definitely couldn't carry it around. I really, you know, wasn't using it on a daily basis, even though that's what I thought I would be doing. I was looking at it really just like once a week. Anyways, I found my goals from back in 2010, and I was sharing, like I was showing people on Snapchat what my goals looked like back in 2010. And here's the thing, I remember my mindset when I was writing out these goals, because I was doing it as a part of a mastermind group that I called the 3%ers, right? And because it was a mastermind that I had formed and invited people to it, I kind of had to be the brave one. And I had to tell everyone and lead by example and say, we need to set goals that are like huge, you guys, like not things that are like, oh, kind of a stretch, but things that are like, they're within the realm of possibilities, but it's really big. Like if this happened, it would just be so crazy cool. Those are the kind of goals I need for you to set for yourself. And I'm going to do it too. And when I wrote those goals down, I remember thinking to myself, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Michael Jordy, these are big goals. I can't imagine myself ever making this kind of money, but I'm going to put it down. I mean, it's within the realm of possibilities. I just don't know if it's likely. I can't imagine myself getting a book deal. I can't imagine me being a New York Times bestseller. One of my goals was to become a paid speaker and make $5,000 per speech. That was one of my goals. And I remember when I wrote that, the reason why I came up with $5,000 for a speech is because I heard a speech from one of my mentors talking about the fact that great speakers can be paid between $5,000 to $10,000 for a speech. And I'm like, well, I'll pick the low end of that. And that's what I'll make my goal. And so I made my goal to be $5,000 for a speech. And I remember thinking when I wrote that goal, I don't even know if I have the audacity to accept $5,000 if someone were to pay me for that. Okay, today I can tell you I've been paid $10,000 for a 30-minute chat. I've made $75,000 for a one-hour speech. And you know what? I freaking deserve it, because I dropped that kind of knowledge on a sizable group. If I can't deliver, then I'm not going to believe in my value. But if I didn't have a means by which to look back and celebrate those wins, I wouldn't realize today, I wouldn't be able to recognize today, holy cow, not only have I surpassed my goal, but I need to celebrate this. This is a really big deal. And that's why it's so important that you actually write down every 90 days, at the beginning of a 90-day period, what it is you hope to accomplish. And I don't just mean with goals. I want you to take a look at the last 90 days. I just did that. I did it today. I looked at my last 90 days and I reviewed the things I needed to improve personally. And I haven't done that. I haven't looked at those pages. They've just been in my subconscious. That's the trippy part. I'm telling you, you should look at them, but for some reason I just didn't. I hadn't looked back at those pages. I got busy. So today when I realized I'd finished 90 days, I'm like, well, this is interesting. Let's go back and see how many of these things I've actually done. And I am recording this podcast right now to celebrate. To celebrate some huge changes that I've made personally. Things I needed to improve about myself. Things I needed to learn how not to do. Areas I needed to cut back in. Areas I needed to improve upon. I made a list of skills that I wanted to master. I made a list at the beginning. And by the way, there's a space for you to do this at the front of your Smart Life Push Journal. So if you already have a Smart Life Push Journal, pull it out and look at the pages where I walk you through the questions like, what do I need to do less of? What do I need to do more of? What skills do I need to improve? Walk through that. Don't just flip through those pages. Fill it out. And then set a reminder in your phone to look back at it 90 days from now. But if you don't have a Smart Life Push Journal, you can do this anywhere. You can do it on your phone if you want. You can do it in whatever journal you're using. That's fine. I'm suggesting that you do it so you can celebrate. Even if you have one minor win, it's a win. And you need to celebrate that because what it does is it creates a snowball effect. You feel good about it. That releases dopamine in your brain. You start to think better of yourself. You start to feel more confident about your ability to accomplish things, your ability to change, your ability to grow your brain, to become a better person. And that's exciting because if you don't do that, one day piles on top of the next day, on top of the next day, and you start accomplishing things and you're doing great things, but you never take time to reflect and go, this is a really big deal. Now, if you're a mom or a dad and you keep a baby book, which I think you only ever do for your first child. Could be wrong. I'm so sorry if my daughter Sierra should ever listen to this podcast, but we only ever did it for Brock. Because that first child is like a golden child. You make everybody, when they walk in the door, put on sanitary booties. You spray them down with hazmat. You treat them like they are a toxic infection. All strangers, I remember. Like going, oh, shoot. Yeah, don't touch the baby's hands. Don't breathe on the baby. Like, you just think this child is so breakable, and you write down every little milestone that they reach, and you keep, at least we did, we kept a baby book, and we wrote down, like, when we saw him, his first smile and his first laugh, and when he made his first audible, like, word, and when did he roll over onto his belly, and when did he start to crawl? And you write all these things down. And what's really cool about it is you get to go back and read through it, and you realize each one of these tiny little things are a small step in becoming this amazing human being. But if you don't have, if you're not keeping track of these things, before you know it, you've got an 18-year-old, and you're like, when did this thing, this kid, this baby, become an adult? You know, but I'm telling you, if we would just take the time to just keep track of what it is we want to accomplish, and then in a short period of time, just every 90 days, we looked back and said, what have I done to improve? What changes have I made? And even if you haven't done all of them, you're able to celebrate and acknowledge the progress that you have made. And that's a really, oh man, I'm telling you, because I just did it. And I'm like, oh, I forgot even wrote this down, and I did it. That made me even more proud of myself. I'm like, I didn't have to keep myself accountable. I just put it on paper, and it was like a direct message to the universe, to God, and it stayed in my subconscious. It became part of my conscious efforts, and I've done it. And I'm really proud of myself. One of those things that I wrote down 90 days ago was that I needed to write out my entire morning routine every night. Now, I use the word every, but I think you know, because you've listened to enough Chalene shows, that when I say every, I mean most of the time. Every to me is defined as 80% of the time. So if I can 80% of the time create on paper my schedule for the next day, the night before, dude, I'm winning. I'm winning for productivity, but more importantly, I'm winning because I feel calm. I have the worst days, and I feel bad about myself, and I feel lost, and I feel frazzled, and I just feel off. if I wake up and just let my day take over, I might have accomplished exactly the same things. I might be following the same schedule, whether or not I had a schedule or not, but it just doesn't feel the same. If I put in writing, I just feel so good. I feel so calm. I feel that structure. I don't feel, I know that structure gives me freedom. So the more freedom you want, the more structure you need. When I look back on the last 90 days, and the other really rewarding part about keeping a daily schedule, using, I use a Smart Life Push Journal, but whatever you use, I encourage you to make sure you're starting your day with gratitude. So that's what I did. Every day that I kept my journal, I started it before I wrote out my schedule for the day. I just, in this exact moment, don't think about it too hard. Just what's the first thing that comes to mind? What are you grateful for? And what was really cool is getting to go back and I just read just that piece. Just what was I grateful for that day? What was I grateful for that day? And I just kept going through them. And it's interesting how many of the same themes came up over and over and over again. I can tell you what they were. I often wrote them in different ways, or maybe like I came up with something specific that happened that day that I was grateful for, but they all related to the same topics. Number one, that I am so grateful to God for the clarity that I have. Like, it just makes every decision so easy. And that clarity that I have is because I'm living according to His purpose. That clarity that I have is because I know what's important to Brett and I. And that means everything else is secondary. And that just gives me so much peace. And I wrote that down in, like, you know, probably 10 different ways. But if I were to summarize it, it was clarity. Or I would say I was grateful that I felt confidence in what I was doing. Or I would say on some of the days I listed that I was grateful for the assurance that I was on the right path and doing the right things, because that feels good. Other things I wrote down that I was grateful for, family. I wrote down like my kids and my husband and my sister and even my in-laws. I have the best in-laws in the world, my parents. Like, I've got great family. So I wrote that down often. And then I wrote down my friends. I've got this great group of girlfriends. Oh, and I wrote down you. I wrote down, I have the coolest people who listen to my podcast and the people that I connect with in social media. Not the people I ignore, but the people that I connect with. I wrote down on several days how grateful I was for that, because it makes me feel like we know each other and I'm not just talking into my phone while I'm driving home. I'm connecting with you and I'm helping to give you something that serves me too. Like, it benefits me so greatly to have this connection. I also wrote down, and this is the third and final thing that I'll share, is how grateful I am for people. And I meant people that I work with, people who coach me, people who aren't afraid to tell me when I'm off track, off base, missing the mark, need to improve. Like, I'm grateful for that. Listen, I know I'm a bossy pants. I know I'm a know-it-all. What podcaster isn't a know-it-all, right? What business leader isn't a bit of a know-it-all? And when you're the leader, it's really hard for people to step up and say, you know, I think you could be doing a better job. And if no one's telling you that, how do you ever get to be better? I guess if you're really super self-aware, which I think I am, but even in the last 2 weeks, I've had really important people point out some things that I need to do better, that I've missed it, right? And usually when someone points that out, it's like, oh, shoot, yeah, that was in the back of my mind. When someone gives you feedback and you're like, that is, you are wrong, and you think they're crazy, you don't even need to argue with them. Just go, okay, thank you so much, right? Like, you don't have to argue with them. You don't have to debate it. If you know it's like so far off base, just thank them for their feedback. But when someone gives you feedback and you're like, oh, man, that kind of stings, because I was trying not to think about that. It's got some legitimacy. What do they say? If one person tells you you look like a horse, ignore them. But if 10 people tell you you look like a horse, you might want to go buy a saddle. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyways, it was great to get some feedback. And I am grateful for it. So I just feel really happy. I feel really good, and I'm celebrating, and I thought I would celebrate with you while we drove home together. And not just celebrate, I thought I would use this as a moment to encourage you to do the same. Set a date. Start today if you need to. Or if you've already started your 90-day plan, maybe you're in the middle of it, just make sure that you don't forget to set aside, because it took a full hour for me to do this. I sat down with my Smart Life Push Journal, no phone. I sat down and I literally just enjoyed reviewing small wins, major accomplishments and minor accomplishments, the baby steps that I've made over the last 90 days, and I encourage you to do the same. Well, we're home, everybody. So thank you so much for joining me on this drive, and I look forward to spending some time with you soon. In the meantime, don't forget, you are thebomb.com, and I love you. Talk to you soon. This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.